good afternoon, and welcome to Your DIY Health here on the People's Patriot Network. I'm your host, Sergeant Jim Ram, retired. You can call me Sarge. It's Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019. Just hopped around Roger's show just a few minutes earlier to talk to Paul and just say hi. And I wanted to tell him, you know, they were talking about Alexander Scorby reading the Bible. And someone else you ought to check out, Paul, if you happen to be listening, is James Earl Jones, the guy from Roots fame. He's got a phenomenal voice, and he does a wonderful job reading the Bible. So if you're looking for a really interesting one, get a hold of that one if you can. James Earl Jones, Reading the Bible. Anyway, this program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of a competent medical professional, assuming you can find one. I'm not a doctor, and that's a good thing. In my opinion, the doctors most people go to see that when they have a health issue, MDs, are wrapped around the axle of their training. Unfortunately, their training is in drugs and surgery, and it doesn't equip them to treat the over 900 chronic health issues that are proven to be a result of a nutritional deficiency. I'm simply someone who's been studying under the tutelage of one of, if not the top nutritional authorities in the world, Dr. Joel Wallach. Now, I don't treat diseases. I don't even treat people. I simply advise people how to give their bodies the raw materials they need to support and maintain good health. And when the body has what it needs, it'll fix itself. The body wants to fix itself. The body knows how to fix itself. It has a God-given innate ability to do so. Excuse me. The only thing it's missing is the raw materials. And when you put those back into the mix, stand back and wait to be amazed, because your body is going to do some really cool stuff. Now you can visit my website at yourdiyhealth.com. That's yourdiyhealth.com. And there's all kinds of stuff there. Virtually a college course in natural health and healing, not disease management and symptom suppression, but how to actually get rid of the thing that you are dealing with once and for all. So I encourage you to go there, check things out. If you are interested in ordering products, you can either do so right there online at the website, or you're welcome to call our toll-free number at 855-80-YOUNG. Again, that's 855-809-6864, 855-809-6864. And Jeff, Sally, and Robert are standing by, ready to take your calls. They're very knowledgeable in the product line and would be more than happy to help you out, get you on the right track to getting the right stuff into your body that will help it fix itself. Again, we're not treating anything. We're just giving the body the stuff that's missing from the daily diet that it needs in order to function properly and to repair itself. And when you have those things, just stand back and wait to be amazed, because I'll tell you what, it's going to be something else. So, sorry about that. Got some goobers in my throat. Thank goodness for the cough button. By the way, just keep in mind that number is for the longevity products only. As you're scrolling around the site, you will see the CTFO, which is the Changing the Future Outlook or Outcome company, and they deal specifically in CBD oil products. They've got over 70 products. They're phenomenal. They have a 60-day empty bottle money-back guarantee, and if you're interested in those or the pulse electromagnetic therapy unit that's mentioned in the Trinity of Health page, then by all means, you need to call me or contact me directly. You can do that through the Contact Me button, which gives you the choice of either calling on the phone or sending an email through the pop-up message that comes up in your browser. Just keep in mind, if you send an email, I don't check emails during the show, but I do check them afterwards, and anything that comes in will get a response, usually within a few hours. Now, on that same page, I've already mentioned the CTFO products. If you scroll to the bottom of the homepage, you will also see a Facebook button, and that takes you right to the Facebook page set up for the show. And we're posting things up there all the time. I've got some things I'm going to put up there either during or after the show today. Didn't get to it this morning. Been kind of running around. Had to take the blankets off the horses because we're having a heat wave again. It was below zero 2 days ago, and today it is 45 degrees. So, you know, we don't put the blankets on the horses till it gets below about 10 degrees or so, and because they're just fine without them. But when it gets up in this, they get too hot. So I had to take all the extra time to get them derobed, and they're naked again, just the fur. And they're out happily romping around in the pasture. So anyway, I don't know why I said that, but, you know, if you want to check the rest of this page out or the site out, then by all means, hit the radio show button. And at the top of the page, you'll see the links to our most recent edition, which is the archive page via castbox.fm. Just click it, bookmark it, and you're good to go. Also, consider downloading the app for iPhones and Androids. I have, and it works really, really well. The audio quality is phenomenal. I upload, and I think Roger does too, in 128 kilobit per second, which is high quality audio. And it's just what you're hearing here. And basically, it is phenomenal. So you can do that. You can listen to the shows anytime you want on your phone. And at the bottom of that page, you will see a chat room. And if that gives you another option to interact with the program, you can either call in via the number I'm about to give out, or you can just type something in the chat room. And I try and keep that on the top of my screen, so I'm always looking for it to see if anybody adds anything in. And so if you either cannot or don't like calling into live shows, you can use the chat room if you've got a question. Keep in mind that the opinions, topics discussed and opinions mentioned on this show are those of the host and or guests, and don't necessarily represent the opinions of the People's Patriot Network, its owners, or sponsors. And nothing should be that we say here on this show should be construed as attempting to diagnose, treat, or cure any health issue. It's basically for your entertainment and education purposes, and it's as a responsible adult, it's up to you to do your own due diligence. Make sure that what you're hearing and trying is right for you. Don't take my word for it. Just do your own research. By all means, if you're dealing with a chronic health issue, don't take the word of an MD, because given half a chance, they will kill you. So, I think that is it. Lastly, the number to call into the show is 614-426-8787, 614-426-8787, or if you are a Skype user, you can go into your address book or the search function and put in SARGE45ACP. That's S-A-R-G-E, the numbers 4 and 5, and the letters A, Alpha, C, Charlie, P, Papa. And that's my Skype address. Once I see and do a contact request, once I have it, I'll accept it and just put a note in there saying you want to call into the show. And then once that's been done, you can contact me via Skype. So it's better audio quality and just a little easier to use. So I encourage you to try that out also. Anyhow, that's pretty much it for today. Yesterday, we were in the middle of an article that I wanted to try and finish off today. And unfortunately, I had to restart my computer, which closed down all of my browser windows. And sometimes they come back up and sometimes they don't. This time they didn't, because I was updating my browser, which is why the system had to reset. And I am looking to see whether or not I can find that same article again. And so far, I am drawing a blank. So let me go to my Facebook page, because I think I had it listed there. Yeah, maybe. And of course, it's not going far enough. By the way, I posted a really cute thing on my Facebook page. The guy is standing in a gun store holding up an AR or an M4. He says, "Yes, sir, your background check came back fine, but I got to see you eat some bacon or it's no sale." Gotta love it. And, of course, then there's, I think her name was Glinda, the good witch from Wizard of Oz. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. Hold on to your AR-15s. Their magic must be very powerful, or they wouldn't want them so badly. Oh, yes. Anyway, I'm still looking. And that's not it. I think I can't remember which article it was. Oh boy. Well, goodness. I'm not seeing it here either. However, California wants to be the first state to mandate adult vaccines, criminal penalties for those who refuse. Just for the fun, let's take a look at that. And this is from vaccineimpact.com. Health Impact News Editor comments. Oh, boy. That's in the picture they show here. Isn't very pretty either. In a brazen act of medical tyranny, California recently became the first state in the U.S. where lawmakers removed religious exemptions to those opposing vaccines for their children. The bill now signed into law, SB 277, which we've talked about a bunch on this program, faces legal hurdles in court next. Thank goodness. Now, legislators in California want to pass the first U.S. adult vaccine mandate with no personal exemptions and criminal penalties for failure to comply. SB 792 would eliminate an adult's right to exempt themselves from one, some, or all vaccines, a risk-laden medical procedure. Will California soon become a medical police state? Sounds like they're well on the way. And this is, this is quite old. I'm looking here. Okay, it's actually January 23rd, 2019. But it's showing urgent action alert Monday, July 13th of 2015. Oh, well, let's read on. SB 792, the first adult vaccine mandate with no personal exemptions, only medical exemptions approved by a doctor and defined by the bill. And criminal penalties for failure to comply will be heard in the California Assembly Human Services Committee this Tuesday, July 14th. Okay, and this is 2015, at 1:30 in room 437. SB 792 would eliminate an adult's right to exempt themselves from one, some, or all vaccines, a risk-laden medical procedure. This bill would make California the first state to require mandated vaccinations for all child care workers, including all public and private public schools. Let me try that again. Including all private and public school early childhood education programs, Head Start, private pre-K and preschools, family daycares, and daycare centers. Commencing September 1st, 2016, a person shall not be employed at a family daycare home if he or she has not been immunized against influenza, pertussis, and measles. An employee shall receive an influenza vaccination between August 1st and December 1st of each year. Hoo-wee. This bill eliminates medical autonomy, crushes religious freedom, undermines personal freedom, and burdens quality providers with a non-optional series of medical interventions in the form of mandated vaccines that are not even 100% effective. Bill SB 792 excerpt. This bill, commencing September 1st, 2016, would prohibit a daycare center or a family daycare center or daycare home from employing any person who has not been immunized in accordance with the schedule for routine adult immunizations prescribed by the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The bill would specify circumstances under which a person could be exempt from the immunization requirement based on medical safety and current immunity, as specified. This is definitely a First Amendment violation. The bill would make conforming changes to provisions that set forth qualifications for daycare center teachers and applicants for licensure as a family daycare center. Because the bill would extend the application of the crime under the act, the bill would impose a state-mandated local program. Okay, can read the entire bill. Well, there's a link, and got all kinds of legislators they can try and get a hold of. Dr. Andrew Molden, Every Vaccine Produces Harm. E-book available for immediate download, $9.99. SB 792 Assembly Health Committee hearing, June 30th. Interesting. I'm just wondering why this is now being put up, today. Canadian physician Dr. Andrew Molden provided clear scientific evidence to prove that every dose of vaccine given a child or an adult produces harm. The truth that he uncovered was rejected by the conventional medical system and the pharmaceutical industry. Nevertheless, his warnings and his message to America remains as a solid legacy of the man who stood up against Big Pharma and their program to vaccinate every person on the earth. Dr. Molden died unexpectedly in November of 2013 at the age of 49. That was 7 years earlier than the average death of an MD, so chances are it was foul play. Because of the strong opposition from Big Pharma concerning Dr. Moulton's research, we became concerned that the name of this brilliant researcher and his life's work had been nearly been deleted from the internet. His reputation was being disparaged, and his message of warning and hope was being distorted and buried without a tombstone. This book summarizes his teaching and is a must-read for everyone who wants to learn the other side of the vaccine debate and the mainstream media corner or routinely censures. And again, it's an e-book available for immediate download. It was $13.99, now $9.99. And that is in this article. I'm going to drop it into the chat room here real quick. So anybody interested, that would be pretty cool. I'm going to order a copy of it. But again, something strange going on here. I don't know why they are just now putting that up. You know, obviously, I don't think that bill passed, thank goodness, but you can bet they are still trying. And I know Massachusetts is trying to make it mandatory for everybody to get a flu shot, I believe it is. And there's all kinds of stuff out there. They just don't give up, unfortunately. I wish I could remember which one that was. This might be it. Vaccine spread measles and more. That's going back to my replay link. That's not what I'm looking for. Goodness gracious. All righty. Well, there's enough new stuff out there. I'm sorry. This might be it. Vaccine, measles vaccine linked to 127 deaths. Let's see if that's the one. That may be it. And as usual, it's taking forever to load. It's funny how that works. You post something on Facebook, and if they don't like it, all of a sudden you'll see something saying it's not available, or may have been removed by the poster or something like that, or if it just takes forever to load. It did finally come up, and let's see here. I'm just taking a look. I think this might be it. In the following short video, a university-affiliated MD named Dr. Moss explains how the vaccine for measles is much more deadly and much more of a risk than simply contracting the disease, a disease that a normal functioning human immune system beats down rather easily. Just take a look at the numbers and make an informed decision yourself instead of doing everything the CDC tells you to do, especially since the CDC is a poor for-profit company that's in the vaccine business. Yeah, many people aren't aware of that. Alrighty, so let's see if we can get this going here. It's a minute and 33 seconds. There have been two deaths linked to... Okay, just waiting for it.
Dr. Costello said, and I really appreciate what she said really even one death is too many. And she said that there have been two measles deaths. Actually, she talked about the measles death, I think in 2015. There actually was another measles death in this country reported by the CDC in 2003. So there were two deaths, measles deaths between 2003 and the present. What didn't come out in the testimony is during that same period of time, again, this is from the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, there have been 127 measles vaccine-related deaths. So if we're worried about one death or two deaths from measles, what about 127 deaths from the vaccine as a complication? And I didn't mention, but obviously, you know, the flu vaccine has also been reported to cause deaths as well. So what about allowing people to exercise their religious exemption or a medical exemption so that they can avoid being forced to receive vaccines that could potentially be devastating or fatal?
Okay, that was short and sweet. And the last thing was very telling. What about allowing people to exercise? And this is the thing that really frost my cookies. They're talking like they have power over us in the first place. And the problem is, as we, the dumb, generally dumb public, the sheeple, well, not we, I'm talking about the general overall, they're in that position. They act like they have to genuflect and bow to government every time they issue some kind of a mandate. They have forgotten that government is their employee. The employee does not tell the employer what to do. It's the other way around. And everyone seems to have forgotten that. You know, governments will always take as much power as they can possibly take. And until you stand up and say no, they're just going to keep on going. And that's why we've gotten to the position we have now where we let, you know, idiots in government pass these laws saying that they're going to mandate things upon us, the employers. Or you have these morons in black dresses in the so-called Supreme Court that issue a ruling or an opinion, and that's what they issue. They don't have legal binding except on maybe on the case at hand. But people just automatically think, well, the Supreme Court said so, that's it, that's the end of it, and boom, we're done for. Baloney. We are the employers. We are the owners of the country. And we have to start standing up and standing on our own two hind legs and acting like it. Or we are going to be run over by these jerks. That's all there is to it. But we've got to stand up and say, no, we're not going to take it. And this garbage, you know, I was just listening to, you know, this morning with Roger and Paul. You know, I really wish I could have called in, but, you know, before I come on my show, I'm out running around. I was out feeding the horses, having to take a shower, do this, do that, and just not in a position to do anything but listen. But at one point, they were talking about, I think Roger was talking about a lady he knows, I think from Argentina, who was saying that, I believe it's Argentina that's passing a law that basically requires them to have their vaccination records up to date for virtually anything they want to do, up to and almost including a driver's license. You know, they will let you get a driver's license if you're not up to date on your vaccines, but they will turn you in. But just about anything else that you're trying to do, you're going to get turned down if you aren't vaccinated. And that's where all this is heading. They're trying to reach a point where, you know, everybody that goes into a grocery store will have to have one of those little affinity cards. And those affinity cards will have your medical records and shot records linked to it. So if you go through the line trying to buy groceries and it comes up, says, oh, sorry, you can't buy groceries because you haven't been vaccinated with your flu shot this year. That's what's coming. It is a vast invasion of privacy, a vast total abrogation of your rights when it comes to self-determination. You know, it's like saying, okay, and this has been done in the past, believe it or not. Okay, every woman from age 18 to, or 16, let's say, to 35, if you haven't had a tubal ligation, you're going to have one so that you cannot produce offspring. It's a forced medical procedure. That is just as unconstitutional and as unconscionable as a mandated vaccine. Now, they haven't gotten to the point where they're going to mandate those yet, but I guarantee you, if they manage to do it with vaccines, they ain't going to stop there. You know, the intelligentsia, the ones who think they're running things, are strongly of the opinion that there are way too many people on this planet. So they will no doubt, you know, and there's no doubt in my mind that the vaccine program is a major part of the population control program. So once they've gotten everybody vaccinated, they will then start doing everything they can to limit the amount, the number of children you can have. And they say, okay, you can have one child. And then while you're there in the delivery room, the doctor must perform a tubal ligation. So you cannot have any more children. Or they'll mandate vasectomies for males. Who knows? But that's an entirely possible thing. And it would not surprise me to see them do it. It's getting crazy, people. So anyway, after we watch that video, let's move along to what it says below that. To add insult to injury, the two people that died from measles had other illnesses that contributed to their deaths, so nobody really knows if it was the measles that killed them. Another reason to question getting the toxic jab, are we considering death from a toxic vaccine a side effect, or is it just a complication? Dr. Moss has even more important query for all to consider. So if the real goal of vaccines is to protect children and not pharmaceutical products, why is this vaccine still on the market? Considering 127 have died from the vaccine when only two have died from the disease? That is a heck of a good question. Learn the Risk organization advises Americans to protect your children, don't inject them. That's right. You do not have to get a vaccine to immunize yourself, because vaccines truly don't immunize you. They vaccinate you, you know, which means you're getting a vaccine, but there's no proof that a vaccine immunizes you or makes you immune to whatever illness they're trying to promote it prevent or protect you from. However, if you do it naturally, like I always talk about on this show, stopping the bad foods, eating the good foods, and giving your body the raw materials in the form of the 90 essential nutrients that it is designed to use to produce a healthy functioning immune system, then it may not stop you from getting the illness, which is fine. I mean, measles, mumps, chicken pox, those are all a rite of passage as a child. And trust me, you want to get them as a child rather than an adult. But what it will do is it will make the course of the disease run much quicker with a whole lot less discomfort, and you'll be back on your feet with lifelong immunity after that. And no risk of being ending up with autism or any of the other things, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and the list goes on, all the side effects, including death, from the vaccine. You know, why is it that we have to be so scared of measles? And this is a perfect example. You know, all the kids that get measles, two die. But if you get a measles vaccine, 127 die during the same time frame. I'll take my chance with the illness, thank you very much. This is what I'm getting at. We're talking here where everybody else, it says, it should be my choice. And I say, no, it is my choice. That's the difference between a slave and a freeman. A free man or a sovereign knows the truth. A slave simply believes whatever he or she is told. Let that sink in. I know my position. God created me. That means, and the Creator controls the creation, which means I answer to God and God only, generally speaking. Now, there are certain things where it is biblical that man comes under government, but it is only when government is in compliance with God's law. You know, crimes like murder, things like that, theft. Real things where there is an actual perpetrator and an actual victim. And man is given jurisdiction over those things on earth. But man is not given jurisdiction over my health. Nor will I allow that to be given or taken. My health is between me and my Lord. And how I choose to do it, whether it's taking a vaccine or having surgery for something, that's my choice. They're all the same. They are medical procedures. And with every medical procedure, you need to have informed consent. The individual must know the ramifications, positive and negative, of their actions should they go through with that procedure. Whether it's a knee replacement, a nose job, a tummy tuck, or a vaccine injection. All of those things are on the same plane. And no one has the right to enforce or impose those things on someone else. And there's a book I read years and years ago. It was called, believe it or not, it was RAM, R-A-M, The Real American Manifesto. And it was also the actual name was Common Sense, or Uncommon Sense. And then the subtitle was The Real American Manifesto. Really, really good book. Very, very difficult to find in this day and age. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to check here real quick, see if Amazon is still carrying it. It's been out of print for a while. I used to sell them at gun shows. Let's see here. I'm just typing and I don't type and talk at the same time very well. Uncommon Sense, The Real American Manifesto, 1988, by a real American. And, they actually have new ones still. $5.95, that's good. It's a different cover now. Ah, there's the original. Uncommon Sense, The Real American Manifesto, 1994, William James Murray, paperback. That's the one. And $8. So let's see if that's new. Buy new. Only two left in stock. I used to buy these by the case and sell them at gun shows. It is phenomenal. And it deals with all kinds of things, primarily taxation and gun laws. And what it boils down to is if I do not have the authority to go next door to my neighbors and take their guns or take their money, then neither does government, because true lawful government gets its authority from the people. In other words, we delegate certain things to government because it's a better situation where they can do it overall than the individuals can, like the common defense. And, excuse me, I'm going to get some BTT here. Okay, just a sec. There we go. But basically, real government can only only do things that we have the ability to do for ourselves. You know, we have the ability, if you look at Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution, it deals with the delegated authorities or powers of Congress. Not rights, because government has no rights, only a delegated authorities from the people. And there's only like 17 of them. And most of them deal with things outside of this country, like dealing on our behalf with foreign governments and that kind of stuff. So basically, those are things that we could do on our own, but it's easier for the government agent to do it for us. But taxation is a primary thing. I cannot go next door and just reach into my neighbor's pocket and take his money. If I did it, it was called theft. The government does it and calls it taxation. And that is because it is unconstitutional, is unlawful, and they should not or cannot do it. But they do it because people allow them to do it. Period. All usurpation in government happens because we the people allow it to happen. You know, you look at the evening news and you'll see all over the world people like, look what's happening in France right now with the yellow vest protests. They're finally standing up and getting mad and saying no. I wonder how long it's going to take for that to happen here. We haven't had a protest like that in years. Now, the one cool one that I really liked was the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, I think it was in 1946, where returning U.S. Army veterans from World War II realized that the vote was being stolen in their county in Tennessee, and they went to the local National Guard armory and obtained arms and basically stopped it and arrested, you know, did citizens' arrests on all the governmental officials that were involved in the massive vote fraud. So there are ways of doing things, and that's what people got to do, is stand up and just say, no, we're not going to take it anymore. But I encourage you, if you have never read Uncommon Sense, the Real American Manifesto, I am going to put this in the chat room, and I will also put a link to it on my Facebook page. And somebody said, nope, civil disobedience. Yeah, exactly. One of the ways they're going to get you, and this is the funny thing, is because so many people have the local family doctor, a local MD whose job it is to push vaccines and dangerous drugs. Basically, they work for Big Pharma. You know, they are licensed drug pushers. And the drug pusher on the street corner is merely an undocumented, as we, you know, we refer to illegal aliens as undocumented immigrants. Well, then he must be an undocumented pharmacist. Well, guess what? All of my guns are undocumented guns. They're not illegal. They're just undocumented. And that's the way we have to look at it. But if you're going to an MD, you're on their hook and you're on their radar. I haven't been to an MD in probably 10 to 15 years. And I have no intentions of going to one unless I have a acute situation, a trauma case or something like that. And that's the only reason an MD will ever see me. So you're flying under the radar if you're not going to those shysters in the first place. But sooner or later, they may legislate. And then when you go to do whatever you want to do, you're going to have to show your card. And I'm going to say, absolutely not. You know, and if you are, and one of the things Roger mentioned this morning talking about these situations and the reason they get you is because you are considered to be a resident, a so-called citizen, a citizen subject, if you look at the 14th Amendment. If you are a American national or a U.S. national, you have repositioned yourself in the lawful area where you belong, above the vast majority of the laws, those which fly in the face of God's law, and they can't touch you. That's what I've done. That's what Roger's done. That's what a lot of Americans that listen to these shows on this network do have done. And I think I have very good standing in that regard. They cannot require that I do it because I'm not in their jurisdiction. I'm not part of the American plantation. Something I highly recommend you look into. But that's just one thing. You know, you have to realize what your position is. You cannot allow someone, especially someone in government, to dictate to you and make the assumption that you are a citizen subject, someone under their jurisdiction, because that's the problem you run into, and they will take it from the, you know, they'll take it to the nth degree. You have to put them on notice that you are not one of the people that they are assuming, and that you are someone totally separate and totally different and totally outside their jurisdiction. When you do that, then you're in a much better position to argue your point. Until you do that, you have no standing. So, anyway, I'm ranting. And don't get me started. Someone did. Anyway, again, the number to call in, 614-426-8787, 614-426-8787. And I encourage you to call in if you have any comments, if you want to discuss this stuff we've been talking about or anything else. Here we go. Left-wing lunatics who threaten Catholic school children will soon be going to prison. That's interesting. Lunatic left-wing Twitter users are about to go to jail over making terrorist threats against Catholic school students, and it's about damn time. Yeah, I have heard, I've seen some things. I saw one on Facebook the other day. Some woman who's a writer for Saturday Night Live, I think it is, said that she would give oral sex to, sorry about that, someone trying to call me from on FaceTime. She would give oral sex to anyone who could document that they punched that kid from the school in Kentucky. That's insane. And then there's others that were saying they're going to kill them, they're going to harvest their organs, they're going to do all kinds of stuff. And it's unbelievable, the things that these people say without thinking, and they just think they can get away with it. I heard yesterday, what's her name, Caitlin Bennett. If you remember back last spring, Caitlin Bennett was the young lady who graduated from Kent State University. And once she had graduated, she was then able to carry her firearm on campus. And she was taking pictures, had posed with her AR-10, which is a 308 version of the AR-15, a higher caliber, great rifle. And she was posing with that particular rifle on campus for, you know, just to basically exercise her right. And she has since become a activist and a journalist, and was at some different locations here in the last few days where the Women's March, per se, and people come up and said they could rape her. And wait a minute, this is all about women. You're supposed to believe women and all this other stuff, but this guy says he could rape me, and then the other women are saying that's fine. And it all boils down to, you know, the only women that matter are the ones that are on our side that believe the way we believe. If you don't, if you have a view that opposes ours, then you should be raped and you should be attacked and you should be beaten down. And it was amazing, the absolute lunacy of the left and these people that are involved in all this stuff. Let's see here. Catholic leaders dump all over their own youth to appease the lunatic left. Yeah, I heard that the school made an apology on behalf of the students, and the staff, luckily, that were there with them said they didn't do anything wrong. And I haven't seen anything they've done wrong either. It's crazy. You know, everybody's got to, you know, suck up and make nice to these nut jobs. And, you know, this Native American that was supposedly harassed by these teens is a criminal. You know, basically, he's a left-wing nut job advocate. You know, he goes all over the place trying to get arrested, trying to cause problems, and then claiming, poor me, I'm just a Native American. And on top of that, he claims that he was a Marine Recon Ranger, which there is no such a thing. There's a slang term, but, you know, Marine Recon troops are very elite. We call them snake eaters. They're the guys that go ahead behind enemy lines and do reconnaissance. And this guy claimed to be a Marine Recon troop in Vietnam, but his age and his date of birth and everything else, in order for him to do what he claims he did, he would have had to have been 15 years old when he signed up. Chances of that are very slim. And everybody's asking, hey, produce a DD-214. Or, you know, if not, they ought to charge the guy with making false statements. Anyway, some of the crazy things that are out there. But I did want to, I saw another, Bill Gates, here we go. Bill Gates and the world's elite do not vaccinate their own children, and for good reason. Let's have a look at that one. I didn't even know Bill Gates had children. Some squirrely kids, I'll bet. The absolute worst medical decision a parent of a newborn child can make is to allow doctors and nurses to severely compromise the immune system of their infant by injecting him or her with known neurotoxins, foreign proteins, and carcinogens like mercury, formaldehyde, monkey kidney cells, pig viruses, and genetically modified cells from human abortions. And the list goes on. That's why billionaire Bill Gates, the infamous and insidious population control freak and Microsoft mogul, refused to vaccinate his own children when they were growing up, even while he promotes toxic jabs all over the world, especially in third world countries. And that's something ought to be said. You know, you come to me and try and vaccinate my kids. Hey, when Bill Gates and all these other people vaccinate their kids, then I'll think about it. And then I'll finally say no anyway. It's true. Gates, former private doctor from Seattle back in the 1990s, said, I don't know if he had them vaccinated as adults, but I can tell you he point blank refused to vaccinate them as children. Once they're adults, they're on their own. We know this because the quote was taken from Gates' doctor during a side note conversation at a medical symposium, which caused a small uproar among the attending physicians who blasphemed Gates' doctor for breaking rank with doctor-patient confidentiality, even though it's a gray area because he was speaking to other doctors privately. Still, it was too late. The cat was out of the bag, and now the world knows the ultimate hypocrisy of the elite who radically and religiously push vaccines as the holy grail of medicine, all while they keep the same poisons out of their own children's blood and muscle tissue, knowing good and well the high risk of side effects and adverse events far outweighs any possible benefits. Bill Gates' three children, Jennifer, Phoebe, and Rory, never got vaccines and are now healthy young adults. Imagine that. Born between 1996 and 2002, the Gates children never got mercury and formaldehyde shot into their muscle tissue as a form of immunity, even though their father is the most dogmatic campaigner and shill for the vaccine industry. Wait, you thought he just made his fortune off computer software. Think again. There's huge profit in chemical medicine and population control schemes, and insidious Bill rides that cash cow every day. According to Truth Wiki, Gates is widely criticized for being anti-competitive and for being a pro-vaccine zealot. He engages in many philanthropic endeavors, such as donating large amounts of money to various scientific research programs through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Gates has even gone so far as to fund technologies that are designed for mass sterilization in order to address what he refers to as the world's population program or problem. Now, isn't that what I was just talking about a little bit earlier? Herd theory has always been a big hoax. And they're talking about the herd immunity theory. The world's elite know it. Most vaccinated children are the actual risk to each other, because they often shed the viruses they were just injected with during the first few weeks after the toxic jabs. According to one study, the richest families in California that are not often white, do not vaccinate their children. In fact, more than 16,000 kindergarten-age children in California do not get any vaccines because their white elitist parents opt them out using religious, personal belief, and doctor-authorized exemptions. Get it? The elite know there's something inherently wrong with immunizations, but they just don't talk about it. And the MSM News certainly never covers it. Richest Americans don't want to risk their children getting autism from experimental vaccines, including polio, malaria, MMR, and the CDC's highly recommended annual flu shot. According to Bill Gates' former doctor, who was quoted behind closed doors in a medical seminar, Gates said his children didn't need vaccines, but isn't the whole world educated otherwise? Doesn't the CDC inform us all that babies are born with weak, compromised immune systems and must have 50 vaccines before age 7, or they'll most likely die from infectious diseases? Isn't that the narrative? Yeah, it is. But the elite don't listen to it. Here's more on Bill Gates' opinion on vaccines, as shared by his own physician from the seminar. They were beautiful kids, truly wise and lively, and he stated they would be fine as they were. They didn't need any shots. Now, Bill Gates and his corrupt foundation push experimental, untested malaria vaccines on innocent Africans in Kenya, Ghana, and Malawi. Critics are screaming that it's all part of a depopulation scheme, and some vaccines, including the tetanus jab, have been found to contain chemicals that sterilize young girls, chemicals that have nothing at all to do with vaccine functionality. Yep. Bill Gates' mission to protect third world populations from disease via mass vaccination is contrary to his own personal actions and his own children, and auspiciously crosses lines with the deep financial collaboration with health agencies and vaccine manufacturers. Tune in to Vaccine.News for more updates on how there is a plague of corruption surrounding vaccine safety and exactly why the world's elite know better than to have their children jabbed with experimental, untested, deadly neurotoxins and genetically modified bacteria strains. There you have it. Now, if Mr. Vaccination himself doesn't get them, why on earth would any of you other people want to have them? The only reason? You've been brain dead, spoon fed, and swallowed the Kool-Aid 100%. And that's what the pro-vaccine movement is. Bunch of brain dead, spoon fed morons who have not done one lick of personal study themselves. They just parrot whatever they're told and go on about their day because they know the truth. Study proves chemicals in shampoo and toothpaste are altering sex hormones in adolescents. Ooh. Fascinating study finds that men who eat 4 cloves of garlic per day smell more attractive to women. Really? I know a guy that eats garlic every day and he ain't attractive to anybody. He says, ooh, you smell like garlic. Oh, man. Left-wing media run by actual demon-possessed, anti-human, evil entities. Watch this stunning mini-documentary. I wish we had time for that one. Might have to look at that. Ooh, some nasty pictures. Goodness. Crazy stuff. I might post. I'll put that in the chat room. And if I can get to the chat room. This thing keeps having to reconnect it. That's weird. Let's see here. Anything else we can look at for the last few minutes? You know, again, there's no better way to have immunity than natural immunity. Can't stress that enough. We were devised with a body that can take care of itself. We just got to give it what it needs. And that's the key thing. Most people would rather eat their junk food and all the other stuff and not supplement and spend the money out of their own pocket. And if that's what they want to do, that's fine. You know, it's their life. But don't try and force this crap on me because I choose to do it the right way. You know, simple as that. Acetaminophen can produce zombie-like state that makes people emotionless and uncaring. Yeah, that's seen that. Omega-3 fatty acids reduce inflammation, helping prevent depression. That's true. But depression really is not an inflammatory reaction. It is a mineral deficiency. Virtually every person that's ever come to our group with depression issues got on board with Youngevity products, and their depression went away within 30 to 90 days. Simply giving the body the stuff it needs to stay fresh and functioning. Native Americans, supposedly harassed by MAGA-teen bigots, has long history of provoking left-wing outrage against conservatives. Yep. And he's a liar besides, from the sounds of it. And a criminal. Twitter allows death threat tweets that demand children be shot on sight as MSM and leftist lunatics push America closer to breaking point in civil war. Something's getting weird, I'll say that. Reclaiming the full intent of the Second Amendment. Yeah, I do that every day. Let's see. Internal company discussion thread proves Google intervenes to downgrade search results of pro-life and other controversial content. Yeah. Carb-restricted diets found to improve metabolism and reduce liver fat. Mm-hmm. Companion plants and crop rotation hold the answers to non-chemical treatments for superweeds and soil nutrient loss. If you just give decent minerals to the soil, you would not need all these other things. It's crazy. Incorporate more vegetables and fruits in your diet. Immediate improvements to your psychological well-being. Have you ever heard of Pau D'Arco? Yes, I've been using Pau D'Arco tea for years. Great stuff. It could be one of the most powerful herbal medicines out there. And you can get Pau D'Arco tea from Sweet Leaf. And Wisdom of the Ancients, companies by James May. He's the guy who originally brought stevia, which most people call stevia, but it's actually stevia, to the United States. And comes from South America. I think it's Nicaragua. That's Central America. Anyway, it's a plant that, and I'm drawing a blank as the name of it. But anyway, it is actually good for you. It has a very strong, natural, sweet flavor and is zero calories and good for you. But Pau de Arco also comes from South America, Central America, and it is a great herbal medicine, great for flu and stuff like that. But I always keep Pau de Arco tea on hand. And Wisdom of the Ancients by James May is one of the best companies out there for it. Eating heavily cooked or heat processed foods can increase your risk for diabetes. Also can increase your risk for cancer and a lot of other things. NASA currently working on conceptual manned mission to Venus. Yeah, right. If you believe that, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona that I'd like to talk to you about. Do a little bit of research. I posted something on Facebook here recently. It's a really good thing where they talked about the NASA admitting that the trip to the Mars or the trip to the moon was all a farce. And basically what it is, it's all kinds of people, you know, astronauts and scientists who are now letting it slip that the Van Allen radiation belt is something that's very dangerous and difficult to deal with. And there's no way that the Apollo astronauts could have gone to the moon and survived, because you have to pass through the 25,000-mile Van Allen radiation belt out and back. And it's like, you know, put a hot dog in a microwave for 2 hours on high. And that's pretty much what, you know, what's his name? Neil Armstrong would have looked like had he actually gone to the moon. And the same thing is true for any other manned space mission outside near Earth orbit. There's no way we are going to go to Mars, Venus, or any of the other places, because every single one of those missions will require us to go through the Van Allen radiation belt, and you cannot make a spaceship that's big enough and thick enough and shielded enough to get off the ground that would protect you going through those things out and back. And that's biblical. Read Obadiah. I think you'll find it very interesting. But anyway, I just had to say something about that. Luna Twick, left-wing Twitter user, is about to go to jail. You know, I covered that one. Lawyer, fake news media must retract false reporting on Covington Catholic school students or face wave of lawsuits for slander and defamation. Oh. Now, which fake news? Is it the real fake news or the ones that they're calling the honest fake, or the honest news that they're calling fake news? We might have to look at that. The same FBI attempting to carry out a political coup against President Trump also engineered Martin Luther King Jr.'s suicide and Martin Luther King Sr.'s homicide, I would venture to say. Happy news, curcumin outperforms Prozac for reducing symptoms of depression. And you know what works even better? Plant-derived minerals. Anyway, let's see here. Hospital disinfectant chemicals, glutaraldehyde, deliberately added to vaccines, admits CDC. Chemical dangers abound. Wonderful. Just one more thing in vaccines. Integrative medicine improves physical and mental health of people with allergic asthma. Get on a gluten-free diet, give yourself the 90 essential nutrients, and you will not have to worry about improving your asthma. You'll get rid of it. People, people, people. We've got the best kept secret here when it comes to personal health on this program. And you people who are listening and taking action are the lucky ones. Go forth and multiply. You need to let other people know what you have found out here. Bring them to the show, have them listen to it. Or share the links to the archives on the castbox.fm. Just go to the page, you know, the radio show page on yourdiyhealth.com and click the link for the archives. Anyway, we're out of time again. Went fast. And sorry nobody called in. Would have been fun to have a little chat. But I hope everybody learned something today. Thank you so much for being here. You could be anywhere that you wanted to be, but you chose to be here. Thanks so much, and take care of your body, because it's the only place you have to live. We will see you tomorrow. Have a great day, and God bless.